Ellie McCarthy is a teacher at the Pacific Crest Montessori School located in Ballard. Radioactive's McKenna Kalaiko met with Ellie over a Zoom call recently, where they talked about empathy in the classroom and nonviolent communication on a larger scale.
For those who don't know, Montessori is a child-led approach to teaching that supports the natural development of each child. My mom is an avid fan and reader of all things Montessori, and also a Montessori teacher at Pacific Crest like Ellie, so I've grown up around something most people are unfamiliar with. Montessori is talked a lot about here, but empathy and nonviolent communication is not limited to the style of teaching. Her first experience was when she sat and observed the teachers and saw how they respected children in conversation.
Just the respect. They were talked to like a person and not like, you know, a young child. They weren't being infantilized. And I think that that respect that they received and that just empathy was really able to let them pursue what they want to do and find their interests.
Ellie saw the most important things were getting on the child's eye level, addressing their feelings, and offering options. She still struggles with empathizing with kids at times.
It's something absolutely every day. I still, you know, in my head will be like, oh, okay, all right, let's try this again. I have to just kind of let your ego go at the door and really focus on the fact that you're there for the children.
When I asked what she thinks could contribute to the benefits of empathy in communities, she said,
having adults remember that children are their own person and are developing themselves every day and every moment. And when you make choices for them or you force things on them and you're not speaking to them respectfully, that becomes a part of who they are.
And even though practicing empathy is a hard journey, Ellie continues to do so because she wants her daughter and other children to grow up as active listeners.
And if you really want to put in the work, which is difficult, but to just remember that you're, you know, as an educator, as a parent, your job is to best prepare them for the world. And that if you want the world that they're living in to be a good place, that you can really structure that now by the way that they learn to interact with other people.
For Radioactive Youth Media, this is McKenna Kalaiko.